Minister, the teachers and the students have acted in good faith and the principal and have waited and waited for these plans to proceed to construction phase. They understood years ago that the days of teaching in prefabs, which are third world facilities, indeed what was said last night was we have a first world education in this school, fantastic teachers, but we have a third world facilities. This needs to come to an end, Minister, and you're a Donegal man. I hope and trust you feel as strongly as I do. The anger last night in that room was palpable. We need to send a message from this chamber today that this is coming to an end, that the bureaucracy is coming to an end, and that we will fast-track this project onto planning and construction and end this period of the prefabs. But also, we need to give assurances that the serious structural issues within the existing building are going to be resolved and made safe as soon as possible.
Minister. I'd like to thank the Senator for raising this issue, and I was briefed on the meeting last night, and I just want to put on record my apologies to the staff and the students for not being in a position to go last night, because I had a prior engagement that was arranged last October. I'd like to thank the Deputy for raising this matter, as it gives me the opportunity to provide an update to the House on the current position regarding Moville Community College, a building project that is critical in providing for the needs of the local community. Under Project Ireland's 2040 plan, Moville Community College will be provided with 4,500 metres squared of new space through a standalone extension. This will allow for the expansion of the college to accommodate 550 pupils. The new extension will include 13 new classrooms, science labs, engineering and technology rooms, a new library, a general purpose room and dining facilities, a PE hall with ancillary space and a 550 metre squared special needs space. Delivery of the project has been devolved to Donegal Education and Training Board under a service level agreement finalised in January 2017. While it has taken longer than expected to get to the present stage of development of the project, I can assure the House that DETB has been progressing the project as effectively and efficiently as possible, liaising with officials in the Department of Education and Skills as appropriate. In fact, it was one of the first items at my first meeting with the building unit when I was appointed Minister. The House may wish to be aware that in accordance with its terms of engagement, DETB has served a notice of termination on the existing architect. No new appointment will be made until the notice of termination takes effect. In the meantime, work is continuing on the project with the remaining members of the design team. I can confirm that the project is currently at Stage 2A, the pre-planning design stage. Donegal ETB and its design team met with my officials on the 12th of February in that respect. A number of design issues were raised at that meeting and in correspondence with the DETB since. These issues are being addressed, and I am satisfied that the DETB will progress the project as quickly as possible with its new architect once appointed. Once the aforementioned issues are addressed and a new architect is in place, approval will be given to DETB to lodge a planning application for the new extension. In that respect, it is expected that a planning application will be lodged with Donegal County Council for the project in September-October. Subject to any issues arising during the planning process, the project can then be expected to proceed to tender. Separately and independently of the standalone project, I am also aware that a number of issues with the existing building have been brought to the attention of officials in the Department of Education by DETB officials. I am conscious this is a cause of concern for the students, staff and parents of the school. However, I can assure the House that officials from the Department of Education have been in regular contact with DETB, which is working diligently to address these issues. In that respect, the Department has recently received two detailed reports on the matter from DETB, and on foot of these reports has approved the completion of a number of surveys and some essential works to be carried out over the course of this summer. The outcome of these surveys will determine what further action is required to address these issues. Additionally, DETB has been liaising with departmental officials in respect of disability access issues, as well as the condition of the current prefab block of accommodation on site. In respect of the latter, I am conscious that the existing prefab accommodation needs refurbishment. I am pleased to be able to inform the House approval has recently been given for that refurbishment to take place to ensure that it provides for the needs of the school until the standalone extension is completed. The works in the existing building and the prefabs will take place under one contract during the summer, and delivery of these works is also devolved to the DETB. And I know from last night's meeting, there is a fear that this refurbishment work won't go far enough. So what I've asked my officials to do, Senator, is to provide me with photographic evidence of examples of where this work has been carried out before. So I'll send that on to you, and you can share with your own contacts there as well, because I don't want to be forcing a decision on a school that they're not buying into. They have to buy into this, but maybe if we can provide evidence of how good this work is, because I'm conscious if we go for new prefabs, we're going for planning permission, and we're delaying even further, and they won't be until possibly till the following summer. And I don't feel that's good enough, because I've been in the school, I've been in that home economics class, and I share your concerns, and it is and will remain a priority for me.
Brief supplementary.
Thank you, Minister, for your response. You will know, as a former teacher yourself, that the teachers in the school were very, very reluctant to go to the point of a public meeting. They have patiently acted in good faith and waited before they went to the point of a public meeting and drawing public attention to the issues in the school. But they just ran out of patience, and they've lost a lot of trust, I have to say, in the overall process. It is critical, Minister, that the time frame you set out there is met. I would say to you that there was a lot of resistance at the meeting last night to the sense of refurbishing again of the prefabs. Teachers anticipated there'd be a replacement of the prefabs. So what I would say to you is, if department officials are insisting on that path, that they would liaise with the teachers and the action committee to address the concerns they have, the safety concerns within the prefabs, to make it as workable as possible while they're waiting for the new school building, and also to make the new school building be as practical as possible to address the gaps that the teachers identified last night.
Briefly, Minister.
Yeah, that's absolutely no problem. I agree with everything you say there, Senator, and I think it's really, really important to reassure the public in any shown, and particularly in Mobile and the student body, that we'll work together on these. I've put in timeframes that I want to see met. I don't want to delve too much into the termination of the contract of the architect, because it's not finalised yet, but once that happens, we will appoint a new architect. But in the meantime, the design team are still there. They'll continue with their work, and we will have a submission ready for planning. So I'm happy to keep you posted at every stage. I want to acknowledge Paddy Kelly from the ETB, because I know his expertise is going to be critical to ensure that we move forward on this. And obviously the local county councillors that have been working very, very hard on this issue as well. And so I'll keep them in the loop as well. But just lastly, I do want to acknowledge the frustration that those teachers, feel within the staff room. I did meet with them. We looked at potential options. We looked at and discussed potentially replacing prefabs. We looked at what would be the best thing. But the advice I'm getting back, in order to do a very, very effective job and a tighter time frame, it's not just about replacing a roof. This is about doing the electrics. This is doing a full refurbishment to ensure that there's a proper standards and safety standards for both the students and the teachers in these prefabs.